This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Well, if you missed the last hour, you're not in trouble, but you really missed something good. So take yourself over to travelers411.com and go to the podcasts and go download today's show. It'll be up there generally within, you know, sometimes by Monday morning or Sunday night, it's already there. It's like amazing. But we aim for the podcast to be available not later than Wednesday of the week after the weekend that the shows air, both Travelers 411 and Travel with Stephanie Abrams. And we were intensely talking about all kinds of goodies in Berkshire County, from which we broadcast in Pittsfield, the heart of Berkshire County, which is home to so many creative people and has been for centuries, including Herman Melville, whose house you can visit. And it's just down the road a piece from where our studio is. So that's very cool. And in the next hour, we're going to do something for our golfers. We might do something for our golfers this hour, too, so listen up. But we're going to be talking about a wonderful place in New York State to go golfing and apple picking and where you can meet giraffes. And, yeah, I'm going to save that for you for the next hour. For those of you listening to us on WVNJ, remember that the next hour will air tomorrow in the same time period. So we're Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 1 to 2 p.m. So tell your friends, because that's a new time slot for us. We're going to go off to Florida. And one of the reasons we're going off to Florida, and I want to do some other, you know, a couple weeks ago, it was barely after the hurricane that hit Florida. We had on the owner of the Betsy on Ocean Drive in South Beach, Miami Beach, Florida. They were open and operating. The restaurants go in, the bars go in, the three pools are open, the bedrooms of the, you know, hotel are all open, the lobby is fine. Everything's good. And has been from almost immediately after the hurricane. And if you watch the news, you would think that the entire Caribbean has disappeared, the way they talk about. I mean, it's terrible what happened to about eight island destinations in the Caribbean, of which five of those islands are U.S. One is Puerto Rico. And four are U.S. Virgin Islands. And nobody likes to talk about Water Island. I don't know why. There was actually some B&Bs on Water Island, which is snugly fit into the harbor of Charlotte Amalie in St. Thomas. They only want to talk about St. Thomas, St. John, and St. Croix. I actually know people who live on Water Island, and, you know, they ought to be remembered, too. They're not some obscure place floating in the sea somewhere. And I'll tell you something else. You have to use a magnifying glass and a hearing aid to get any information on what's going on in the Virgin Islands, the U.S. Virgin Islands. I know the British Virgin Islands were also affected. We haven't been able to reach anybody there yet. Hoping to do that soon. Telephone communications are really terrible. Internet communications are bad. But I'm hoping that we're going to connect with some folks because the phones are working at WSTA, the radio station that's on the former submarine base or naval base in St. Thomas. So I'm hoping to get Addy Otley or Alex Randall from that radio station on the air with me. It's been a challenge catching up with them. But nobody talks about the U.S. Virgin Islands. It's all about, you know, it's horrible in Puerto Rico what's going on. And we pray for them and we feel for them. But you hear about how the Caribbean is just blown away. Well, that's not the fact. There are about, other than the U.S. Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico, and there's probably six other destinations in the Caribbean that have been badly affected. And even a place like Barbuda, not Barbuda, people, Barbuda, which is 40 miles away from Antigua and is under the same governmental structure. They are like sister islands in one country. Barbuda was flattened. Antigua is fine. Barbuda had 100 hotel rooms. Antigua has over 1,000. It's fine. Waiting for you. Be a blessing for them to have you come and visit. Cruise lines are already been in and out the last couple of weeks to Antigua. So, I see the same thing with Florida. You know, the kinds of reporting seems to project an image that Florida, touristically and for residents, has blown away. And so you might as well wipe the Caribbean and Florida off your, we're going to go there this year or next year list. Because it's just not the fact. And that's why we had the folks from the Betsy in South Beach, Miami Beach, Florida, on a couple of weeks ago. And I was very happy that I was able to connect with Mike Mankey, who is the general manager of Plantation on Crystal River in Florida. Because we need to get the story from the horse's mouth. And we're going to do that right after this.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. The BSO's 137th season presents Berlioz at Symphony Hall in Boston with Charles Dutoit, conductor, Susan Graham, mezzo-soprano, Paul Groves, tenor, David Kravitz, baritone, and more, including the Tanglewood Festival Chorus on Friday, October 27th at 1:30 p.m. at Boston Symphony Hall. For tickets, call 888-266-1200 or visit bso.org.
Michael Mankey, or it's Mankey. I have a friend named Michael Mankus, so I got stuck there for a minute. Michael Mankey is the general manager at Plantation on Crystal River in Crystal River, Florida. And I am just thrilled that you are with us today, Michael. I really appreciate your joining us. Can you first explain to us exactly where Crystal River, Florida is located?
Yes, I can. Welcome. Crystal River is just north of Tampa, about an hour and 20 minutes, hour and 30 minutes, and we're about an hour and 45 minutes, a little north and west of Orlando. So pretty easy shot in both directions.
And when it came to the damage done to Florida by the most recent hurricane to hit, how did that, what effect did that have on Plantation on Crystal River?
Pretty minimal. We did have a lot of wind and some trees down, but heck, you need to prune your trees every once in a while anyway, so Irma helped us out there. And we did have power out for a couple days, but then the wonderful power folks were up there making us all light up again in a couple days afterwards. So we came out of it very well.
Well, we're very happy for that blessing. Doesn't it bother you when you see national news pretty much painting all of Florida with the they're out of business brush?
Oh, absolutely. For me personally and all my friends and relatives and buddies and pals that work across the state, you know, because the biggest cure we have is taking care of guests again, and we'd love to do it.
Well, no kidding. I mean, you know, I was talking with the Minister of Tourism, and he's got a few other titles, like he's in charge of energy and economic development, and it's a little island. He's got a lot of jobs. But 70% of Antigua's gross domestic product is tourism.
Wow.
And I don't know what the numbers are for Florida, but that has to be huge, too.
We are. I think it's, if not the biggest, the second biggest industry in the whole state.
Wow. Well, and I don't know if the statistics have changed since I looked last, but it's been running for the last several decades. One out of every nine people is engaged in travel, tourism, and hospitality. And without that business, you know, it affects the economy way downstream.
Absolutely.
So, you know, that's one of the reasons I wanted to step up to the plate and reach out to places that I know are wonderful, who I understand are open, operating, and, you know, not. So is there difficulty getting to Crystal River Plantation?
Not at all at this point. Obviously, if you head down south on, if you're driving on 75, you get off of State Road 44 and you're right here. And then likewise, Tampa International Airport, Orlando International Airport, open for business. And again, hour and 45 minutes, about an hour and a half from Tampa. So
I really appreciate you making time for us. We're going to take a quick break and come right back. Don't leave me, people. This is an important conversation.
It's far beyond the stars, it's near beyond the moon.
Join America's Orchestra, the Boston Pops, as they present Bugs Bunny at the Symphony 2, December 29th and 30th. Thrilled to Warner Brothers' classic Looney Tunes, projected on the big screen, while the Boston Pops perform the original soundtracks live. Catch the whole Looney Tunes gang in this one-of-a-kind Boston Pops concert. Bugs Bunny at the Symphony 2 at Symphony Hall. Tickets now on sale. Call 888-266-1200 or visit bostonpops.org. Season sponsor, Fidelity Investments.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Abrams. The lives of ordinary people are ensnared in a web of intrigue, and it all starts with rumors in my new novel. The story is fast-paced and draws the reader into the characters' experiences as secrets, lies, and conspiracies grow from rumors and create chaos in a quiet suburban community. Rumors, your perfect leisure time companion.
Rumors by Stephanie Abrams. Visit sabrams.com/rumors.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Don't miss the beauty of Lake Placid or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings, and enjoy the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. 15% savings valid for sale now through 2017. Advance reservations are required, and in addition, up to two children ages 2 to 12 may accompany each adult at half the discounted rail fare. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Experience being in Amtrak's New York state of mind. For details, visit Amtrak.com or ilovenny.com.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement.
Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752.
Employees of J.T. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Biz Talk Radio.
Summer is over. The kids are back in school. Now is the time to start thinking about your winter vacation. Whether you ski, snowboard, or just like to enjoy pristine mountain air, Breckenridge, Colorado has it all. And the Grand Lodge on Peak 7 is Breckenridge's finest resort. Located only steps away from the ski lifts, the Grand Lodge features luxury accommodations that are great for those who want to be on the mountain. Plus, indoor-outdoor aquatics area, on-site day spa, and a family game room are just a few things that make the Grand Lodge on Peak 7 so special and a fantastic family resort. To plan your Rocky Mountain winter vacation this season, please visit GrandLodgeOnPeak7.com. Save 10% or more by booking early, and be sure to ask about specials on lift tickets. GrandLodgeOnPeak7.com. Experience Breckenridge's finest resort.
Adria Griss is a medical insurance advocate, a medical billing expert, and the founder and CEO of MedWise Insurance Advocacy. She has helped clients worldwide with their health insurance reimbursements, reduce overcharges on medical bills, and ensure that medical claims are being processed correctly. Over 20 years ago, Adria began her career as a senior claims analyst for a travel insurance company. Today, Adria runs a successful and innovative business advocating for those caught up in a quagmire within the healthcare system. In less than 2 years since MedWise Insurance Advocacy was founded, Adria recovered almost $1 million in medical expenses that insurers have tried to block or healthcare providers erroneously charge. Adria speaks frequently to consumer groups, associations, and insurance professionals and has received multiple awards. She has been featured on CBS News nationwide for her work as a medical insurance advocate. Her website is www.medicalinsuranceadvocacy.com. Adria Griss can be contacted directly at adria@medwisebilling.com or 845-238-2532.
What's up, Doc?
Join America's Orchestra, the Boston Pops, as they present Bugs Bunny at the Symphony 2, December 29th and 30th. Thrill to Warner Brothers' classic Looney Tunes, projected on the big screen, while the Boston Pops perform the original soundtracks live. Catch the whole Looney Tunes gang in this one-of-a-kind Boston Pops concert. Bugs Bunny at the Symphony 2 at Symphony Hall. Tickets now on sale. Call 888-266-1200 or visit bostonpops.org. Season sponsor, Fidelity Investments.
Be sure to keep your left arm straight, keep your right elbow in. Flex your knees, bend at the waist, and keep the ball beneath your chin. Now stick your butt out, keep your head down, but most of all, relax and you'll find golf is such an easy game. You gotta putt like Jack, charge like Arnie, swing it smooth just like Ernie, be like Ben, and dig your game out of the range. Be Daly-esque and crush that driver, concentrate just like Tiger, and you'll find golf is such an easy game. All you gotta do is hit that fade like Trevino, play that draw.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Hit it straight.
On the line with me is Michael Mankey. He is the general manager of Plantation on Crystal River in Crystal River, Florida. If you've just joined us, it's important for you to know that the highways to get there are clear. You can fly into Orlando or Tampa and about an hour and 20 minutes away, you will get to Crystal River, just north of Tampa and a little northwest of Orlando. And when people arrive, what does it look like as you come up the drive or off the main road? Or what do you see as you give us a word picture of what it looks like?
Well, as you come into the plantation entrance itself, we are lined with oak trees and magnolia trees as you come into the facade of the front. The porte cochere is a replica of a plantation. Big pillars and shutters, and you just pull underneath and feel like you're stepping back in time a little bit and enjoying what was here long before.
All right, you just pulled a word out of the hat that I don't know. What is this porte cochere?
Isn't that what it is? The portico, the where you pull your car up underneath.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I got to look it up. I've never heard that before.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. I could be wrong.
Always a good day when I learn something new. Listen, my mother and Shakespeare were famous for inventing words.
Well, if that one catches on, we'll claim it.
That's it, you know. But Shakespeare invented, like, I don't know, something like 2,000 words, or maybe it was more than that. Most of the words that start with UN in front, like untrue, unadvisable, unclear, unloved, whatever, most of those were Shakespearean inventions. So lately I've taken to inventing new words. But, yeah, my mother, my favorite one that she invented was when she wanted to describe somebody who was, you know, kind of putting on false sophistication. You know, it was clear these people were not sophisticated people, but they were doing their best to, you know, fluff their hands around with their pinkies out.
Right.
She would say, oh, they're so appertue and delicate.
That's funny.
Yeah, and those are her inventions. They're appertue and delicate, yes.
Nice.
Everybody knew what she meant. Anyway, so now when was this place built?
Originally it was built in 1962. We did have the golf course prior to that. It was built in 1958. So we've been around a little over 50 years.
1958 is the golf course?
Correct.
Anybody special was the designer we might know?
Mark Mahana, who was, you know, like the Fonzio of his day, but seems to have fallen out of favor in the last few decades.
Okay. And is it's an 18-hole golf course?
Well, we actually currently have 27. We have the full 18 championship, and then we have a smaller course called the Lagoons, which is a nice it's not quite a half a course, but it's not a par three either. We have a number of par four holes on it, and it plays pretty nice.
Wow. Okay. That sounds good to me. How many accommodations are there?
We have 196 rooms. 12 of those are what we call golf villas, which are across the street on the golf course. We're separated two sides of the street. The resort's on the water side, and the golf course is a little more land than we had, you know, from the water, so we're on the other side of the street. And there's 12 villas over there, which are like a loft, one-bedroom villa that looks over the driving range in the first hole.
Cool. That's fair. What's the style?
The style is, again, plantation-ish. We're still sort of a modern plantationist. We're actually going through some redesign right now. We're changing some color schemes, which see how it works. We're going to go from green shutters to beige shutters. We're going to go from black or green awnings to black awnings. Black awnings. So trying to maybe go with, as the designer's telling me, it's going to be a contemporary plantation style.
All right. Works for me. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we're going to come back and talk more about the resort, because I have to tell you people. Let me give you the little teaser. I heard about swimming with sea lions and swimming with dolphins. You've even maybe heard about swimming with sharks, which you don't really go in with the shark. You're separated by glass. You're not getting me in any event. How about swimming with manatees? You know you can do that at the plantation on Crystal River in Crystal River, Florida. Swimming with manatees put my mind. We're going to talk about it when we come back. Don't we?
Most of all, relaxing you'll find. Golf is such an easy game. You got a putt like Jack, charge like Arnie, swing it smooth just like Ernie, be like Ben, and dig your game out of the range. Daily-esque and crush that driver, concentrate just like Tiger, and you'll find golf is such an easy game. All you gotta do is hit that bay like Trevino, play that draw,
just like Sergio hit it straight. Byron Nelson's claim to fame. Get out of that rough, just like Sammy. Pop that wedge, just like Lefty, and you'll find.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows. But there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled, and that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica, our Jamaica.
Have you heard about Biz TV? Biz TV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching Biz TV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stephanie Abrams travel shows are brought to you in part by the Jamaica Tourist Board.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows, but there's a whole country that people come to know. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. Come explore the other side of Jamaica. Our Jamaica.
Plan your trip to Jamaica. See your travel agent or go to visitjamaica.com.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Michael Mank, general manager of Plantation on Crystal River in Crystal River, Florida, is with us on the phone. And this is a wonderful place. It has almost 200 rooms, and it's really an ideal location if you wanted to do some kind of group thing or a destination wedding or some event. I mean, it's in an ideal location, and it's on the west coast of Florida. And contrary to popular opinion, Florida tourism did not blow away in a hurricane recently. It is there, and it's open, and it's operating. And before you write off Florida, people, check out what the real story is. Because national media has this nasty bent when it comes especially to things, all things travel, of giving people the impression by taking a broad brush and painting the whole place with that same brush when in fact it's not the fact. So I'm so glad that Michael was available to talk with us today, because I'm really interested in this story about the manatees. Now, we've featured a good few years back, 5 or 7 years ago, we had on Andrew Bartlett, I think his name was, who was the general manager at the plantation on Crystal River, and we talked about the manatees then, but we haven't circled around for a long time. And you guys came to mind when I was watching some TV reports, and they weren't good as they related to Florida or the potential of people going to Florida this fall, this winter, next spring, in the next 50 years, because, you know, the way they reported the news. And the same day I was watching yet again another one of those news reports, Michael, I got an email from your folks about a reminder about Come and Swim with the Manatees. And I said, well, if they can send an email, Come and Swim with the Manatees, my guess is good. They're not in such terrible shape. So on a scale of 1 to 10, what do you say? You're an 11 in terms of readiness to accept guests?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's good to hear. Let's talk about the manatees.
They're a wonderful animal. They've helped to put this area definitely on the map. And it's a great experience. I mean, manatees are a great survival success story. They were endangered at one point. There's a bunch of them now. I think they've even officially changed them from endangered to protected. We could probably check with the Save the Manatee folks to make sure, or the FWC, the Florida Wildlife Commission. But the manatees are thriving in these, and they love our warm water environments. One of the great things about Crystal River is we are the second largest freshwater aquifer in the state of Florida, and the water flows from the headwaters in Kings Bay right by our resort, Three Sisters Springs, all the way out the river of Crystal River to the Gulf of Mexico. And as the manatees migrate around, we have a herd of about 50 to 60 that hang around with us year-round. And then in the wintertime, when the Gulf temperatures drop below 70 degrees, the manatees look for warm refuge, and we stay a constant 72 degrees. So they huddle up in here in the scores.
Wow. For people who don't know what a manatee is, and I bet I've got some in my listening audience who are unfamiliar with them, describe what a manatee is.
Wow. Manatee, the old seafarers used to call them mermaids, but they must have been at sea for a long time. They're a large gray. They kind of resemble a family in the elephant world. They're grayish. They even have little fins, flippers, a big flat tail at the end, a beautiful little snout and mouth, that little tiny eyes. They're vegetarians. They love to eat grass. They eat their body weight, and they range. Babies are born a couple hundred pounds or more, and mom and daddy are around 2,000 pounds. So they go from 3 or 4 feet long to 12, 14, 15 feet long.
And they have faces that only a mother could love.
Amen. Well, one of the great experiences with that little face sometimes, because this area is one of the few, matter of fact, it's the only one that we're aware of that you can legally get in the water. They've allowed us some special use permits in the area. People actually get in the water. We run an operation here out of the plantation with 4 tour boats that we have ourselves and dive master captains, and we get in the water. And one of the things they love to do is, especially if a young lady or a young man has long hair and it's bristling around in the water, the manatees will nuzzle right up next to you and try chewing on your hair. It's not real good for your hairdo, but it's an experience you'll never have again unless you come back.
Probably an experience you'll never forget.
Yes.
I don't know how happy I would be about that, though, I have to tell you. I'm sure they're very well-meaning. But, yeah, I'm more prone to stand on the side and watch them swim around or watch somebody else swim around with them.
You can do that as well. We do tours both in water, and obviously even the in-water tours, you're welcome to stay on the boat and watch as it experiences. The manatees, we definitely go with a no-touch policy. We don't initiate contact, but about one out of every 10 manatees is more curious about you than you are about it, and it'll come over and nuzzle with you or grab your leg, or we call it, the other thing we have is like the manatee kiss, where they'll put their nose right up against your face mask on your mask. We provide you a mask and snorkel and a wetsuit. We do 5 mil heavy wetsuits so that, A, it keeps you a little bit warm, but more importantly, you float really well, and by staying still and calm and floating, the manatees are even more curious about you than if you're flailing around or trying to stay up on the surface.
So this business of coming over to kiss your snorkel mask, that's just like a natural tendency that they have? Nobody's taught them to do that or trained them to do that?
Not at all. These are absolute wild animals, and they are so gentle, and they are extremely curious.
Wow. Because most of the time, you know, when you go to a place where you have a dolphin encounter, or I went, you know, I did 3 of those. I did a beginner, an intermediate, and an advanced in 3 different places. I think the first one I did was maybe in Bermuda. Well, I don't really remember. Well, it could have been the Bahamas. And I don't remember where I did the second one, but the third one was in Curacao, and that was fairly amazing. And then in St. Thomas, in the U.S. Virgin Islands, I went to Coral World. I don't know if Coral World got taken out by the hurricane. And I did a swim. I started to do a swim with a sea lion. His name was Franco. If you go to my website, sabrams.com, click on photo gallery and scroll down until you come to the gallery that has me, and it says St. Thomas on it. And I think the lead photo, the thumbnail icon for that gallery, I'm sitting on a bench and Franco's sitting next to me, and they taught Franco to stick his tongue out. And so I stuck my tongue out, and we have a picture of us both, you know, sitting there. And the reason we're sitting on the bench is that I thought, they said they were making an appointment for me to do the swim, and they told me in the interview they normally have 4 to 6 swimmers, and then there'll be 2 trainers in the water and 2 trainers on the deck. So I felt there was some kind of safety in numbers there. When I got there, I was the only one there. I mean, the trainer people were there, but I was the only victim. And I, you know, I said, where are the other people? And they said, well, we thought it'd be nicer for you to be here by yourself. And I said, no, I don't think so. But I got in the water, and they let Franco in. They were going to let Annie in next. So I would have been two of sea lions and me. They're big. Mm-hmm. They're not as big as manatees, but their faces are sweet. Mm-hmm. And he wanted to have children with me, Franco. So I, with a smile on my face, I quietly said, with my grinning from ear to ear like a Cheshire cat, you really need to get me out of this water. So we got out of the water and I sat on the bench and they brought Franco over to sit down next to me and hug me with his. But all the tricks he did were taught to them by the trainers at Carl World. And so, which is at Cokie's Point, people, if St. Thomas ever gets its act together, you know, you might want to see if it's back in business and whatever. But so, you know, I don't know about what you say they are, like 2,000 pounds or something?
Up to that, yeah. They can be, you know, smaller. But
I'd hate to be appealing to a manatee.
They're so gentle. It's really amazing how calming and peaceful they are when you're in the water. It's a life-changing experience for a lot of people.
Oh, it absolutely is. There is nothing more amazing than having a close encounter with some natural beast that you wouldn't normally, you know, you might see from behind glass in an aquarium or something. I think probably the most life-altering experience I have had was with a 10-day-old white Bengal baby tiger.
Wow.
In Mexico. Oh, my word. Kissed it on its nose, hugged it up, fed it with a baby bottle. Had to go back the next day and do it again because before I left the area. And that was at the El Tigre Golf Course in Punta Mita.
Nice.
And we're going to take a quick break and come back with Stephanie Abrams. Don't leave me. Don't rock the boat, baby. Rock the boat.
Hello. I need to get to Donegal.
Oh, is there something wrong with Kerry? I'm only joking. Look, turn back off that way towards Limerick. It doesn't take you to Donegal, but it does take you to the Cliffs of Moher. Worth a look, I promise. Well, it is sort of on the way to Donegal, so just keep going north. If you get there without stopping off in Connemara, you need your head examined. The fresh air is one thing, but the food's something else. The local crab is good in almost any restaurant.
I'm a vegetarian.
Sure you are. Where was he?
Connemara?
Yeah. Stop at Galway. Spend at least a few nights there. Seriously. Even then, you'll want to stay longer. I have a cousin. He only went there to buy a guitar. Never came back. He lives there now. He loves it. Bit crazy, though. Now, from Galway, you head up past Sligo. I'll be disappointed if you get there without visiting Matt Malloy's pub in Westport. Well, let's see now. Have you got a pen and paper on you?
In the west of Ireland, you never know where you'll end up. For great value airfares and vacation offers, visit discoverireland.com/westcoast. Go where Ireland takes you.
Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre- and post-theater dinners and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over five decades, Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel Rumors from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
You became a nurse for a lot of reasons. You care about people, and you love taking care of them. Being a nurse is who you are. But today, many medical facilities require nursing candidates to have bachelor's degrees, so you're probably going to want to have that degree. But you work. You may have a family. How can you possibly fit getting your bachelor's degree in your already tight schedule? With the online RN to BSN Bridge Program at Independence University, our online learning model helps you balance your work, your family, and your desire to move up in your nursing career. Class sizes are small and personal, and we're 100% focused on helping you through the program so you can earn your degree. An IU's online RN to BSN program is accredited by the Commission on Collegiate Nursing Education. Our goal is to help you achieve your goals. Independence University's online RN to BSN program. Call now.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Biz Talk Radio.
Summer is over. The kids are back in school. Now is the time to start thinking about your winter vacation. Whether you ski, snowboard, or just like to enjoy pristine mountain air, Breckenridge, Colorado has it all. And the Grand Lodge on Peak 7 is Breckenridge's finest resort. Located only steps away from the ski lifts, the Grand Lodge features luxury accommodations that are great for those who want to be on the mountain, plus indoor-outdoor aquatics area, on-site day spa, and a family game room are just a few things that make the Grand Lodge on Peak 7 so special and a fantastic family resort. To plan your Rocky Mountain winter vacation this season, please visit GrandLodgeOnPeak7.com. Save 10% or more by booking early, and be sure to ask about specials on lift tickets. Grand Lodge on Peak7.com. Experience Breckenridge's finest resort.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street in New York City between 2nd and 3rd Avenues, featuring their signature frozen hot chocolate. And before you leave, pick up a copy of Stephanie Abrams' novel Rumors from their unique gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
Want French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the frim fram sauce with the awesome fee with shafafa on the side.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
On the line with me is Michael Mankey, General Manager of Plantation on Crystal River. You can check out their site at plantationoncrystalriver.com. They had a contest to see how long could they make their URL address, and somebody won. And one of the things I was very interested in is the location of where you are and the features and benefits of being on property probably want to make people who either come for a few days or come for longer, but the first few days they don't really feel like going anywhere because they just want to relax and be where they are and enjoy this beautiful resort. So what are the dining options so that you don't have to leave the property?
Oh, We have a number of them. Well, the primary dining facility we have is called the West 82 Bar and Grill, or West 82 Degrees. It's on the West 82 longitude, so we named it after that. And it does breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It also has a nice little bar as well. We do breakfast starting at 6 in the morning, and then dinner until 9 to 10 o'clock, depending on the business, the day of the week. We've got a great new chef, Jack, who's coming up with some great local fresh seafood. And I don't know if you people know that, but Florida is like the second largest state known for grazing cattle. So we have some good beef options and always the chicken and some local mullet dip and some fresh snapper and grouper. And one of the things we do also during the season all year long is cook your catch. We just came out of scalloping season, where you can literally go out and, like an Easter egg hunt, but find scallops and then bring them in and they cook them. And then we have fishing year round. If you want to catch some fish and come back in, they'll cook that. Or of course we have the fresh options right there.
So do you provide the fishing gear, or do people generally know about it and come with their own stuff?
We have both. We have a boat ramp right here and 1,600 feet of seawall where people can bring their own boat. So a lot of locals. We get some people from as far away as Georgia, Tennessee. I think we had somebody from Connecticut once bring their boat down. But as a general rule, it's the local market, and you can tie your boat right outside your room pretty much. And
so
then
would
go
they
fishing.
Come down on the Intracoastal Waterway?
They could. It comes up. It's a little more difficult on the West Coast than the East Coast. But on top of that, we do work with about 45 to 50 really experienced captains here. So, and that's a really nice trip, too, because they bait your hook and throw you where to go, and you don't have to find and search. But so for those more distant travelers that want to come in and fly in, no boat needed. We'll put you up with some of the great captains here.
Oh, that's wonderful. So what do you catch in your waters?
Well, we do have some freshwater fish. We're actually on freshwater, so largemouth bass, catfish, bluegill. But the primary focus is on the saltwater species. Redfish is year-round. We have seasonal tarpon. We have actually two of the largest tarpon on a fly rod ever caught. We're caught in our waters. The IGFA, International Game Fish Association's legal record. We have a great snook fishery that's in season right now.
What is snook?
It's a silvery fish with a black stripe down its back. It's kind of like an aggressive largemouth bass in silver. They're very, very much a beautiful. They're one of my favorite game fish personally to catch, because they jump and they dive and they run. They'll hit artificials. They'll hit live baits. They're just a lot of fun when you get them on the line. Our go-to fish here is the sea trout. You can catch those year-round out on the grass flats. And we had a gentleman here from a fishing show a couple months ago that did a inshore slam, as they called it, a freshwater bass, a saltwater redfish, a saltwater sea trout, and a snook all in the same day. So it's kind of unique to be able to do those variety of fish.
Wow. Well, I hope Charlie Maces is listening over at Maces Marina in Pittsfield, because he likes to fish.
All right. Come on down, Charlie.
Yeah, I think he'd enjoy your place. So, well, I'm really glad that you joined us today, because I've learned so much, and we've only got like half a minute left. I wonder if somebody came down, they were going to spend, 4 or 5 days or longer at Plantation on Crystal River, and, you know, they kind of got used to the menu, even though there might be daily specials and whatnot, and wanted to venture out, where would you send them?
You know, we've got the great thing about our area is we only have two brand or chain restaurants in the whole area. The rest are all locally owned and operated. Oysters, we just had a nice etouffee today at our new Creole restaurant that just opened up over in the strip mall. So it's a good variety of local as well as some real good mom and dad cooking.
Now, etouffee in French means blown up, like puffed up, like, you know, You'd blow up a balloon or you'd puff out your cheeks. What is etouffee when it comes to eating something?
It's a really nice cream sauce that they put all over the crawfish and put it on top of some rice. It was a lot of fun today.
Oh, marvelous. You know, I told you I was hungry.
I know. I'm trying to stop from telling you about it.
You're going to have to, because we come to the end of the hour. But stay with me, everybody, because we're going off to learn about golfing in New York. Among other things, so don't leave me. This is Stephanie Abrams, and we're flying high.
Angels cheer, cause we're together. Weather-wise, it's such a lovely day. You just say the words and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me, let's fly, let's fly. Pack up, let's fly away.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.